prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
This is Deborah Tavares. Today is Tuesday. It's April the 15th of 2025. I want all of you to understand where you search for the Federal Registry executive orders that are coming down on us. Faster than warp speed. Do not go to the bills that you hear in your states. Search the Federal Registry and the executive orders. You will see or hear about state bills, and state bills are always after the fact. So if you're sitting on going over state bills, sadly, you're in an illusion of a government that does not exist. I'm going to go over a report that I went over many years in the past, but it's worth revisiting because it will explain and tell you why all of the events that are happening now are happening and how this was started. I'm going to give you some books that I would hope that you would order and read, and I'm going to start now by going over Senate Report 93549. That's 93549. You can find this information on stopthecrime.net, which is my main website. I also run primarywater.org. Please know we are not running out of water. I also run toxicsky.org as well. So on stopthecrime.net, you can just search Senate Report 93549. And this is the Emergency Power Statutes of 1973. And it tells us that in order to maintain a dictatorial control and authorization of the many divisions and agencies of the executive branch, the sitting president must formally declare a national emergency. And in those days, it was annually. Now, it appears perhaps, and many of you can look this up, that would be helpful, that Biden extended that beyond the requirement of an annual declaration. But we know that Obama officially extended the national emergency in 2012 and in 2013. Now, this has nothing to do with right or left voting, nothing. But it has everything to do with what we face because we are in a dictatorship. It's important to understand that this has been an ongoing ritual since 1933, according to Senate Report 93549. Once the emergency is declared, the common law is abolished, the Constitution is abolished, and we fall under the absolute will of government or public policy. We're under a system of public policy, which is war powers. All all the government needs to do to continue to have public opinion on their side. And if public opinion can be kept in sufficient degree on the side of the government statutes, laws and regulations and executive orders can continue to be passed. The Constitution has had no meaning. The Constitution has been suspended, and it has been over 60 to 80 years already. We're not under law. Law has been abolished, and it was reinstated in emergency powers again by every sitting president. Now, I have gone over this in great detail over the years, but we're going to talk about the understanding, building that as a platform, because we are in such dire straits now. And with the types of attacks that we are being hit with constantly, with the weather, the overhead aerosol death dumps that I like to call, the chemtrails are poisoned, soils, our trees and plants are dying, we food supply, I don't need to go over all of the poisoning of the water supply, et cetera, other than to let you know that this was planned well in advance. And I would recommend that all of you consider getting the book, America's Last Minuteman, America's Last Minuteman. And this was written by James Traficant Jr. He was an Ohio representative, and he addressed the House back on March 17th of 1993. Now, I want to say that my husband and I met James Traficant at a conference a number of years back, and he delivered this information at the conference. And interestingly and sadly, I don't remember the year that he was questionably killed in his barn. They say that the tractor rolled over on him. You can look at that up for yourself. But I would recommend his book, America's Last Minute Man. He stood to the end on trying to warn all of us, and did we understand? We did not understand. So here is what he said as part of the public record. He said, "It is an established fact that the United States federal government, States of America, has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. And he goes into the statutes, the public law declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent, the House Joint Resolution number 192 of the 73rd Congress in session, June 5th of 1933. The receivers, this is important, the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now and have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the emergency war powers, with the Constitution Republican form of government dissolved. In 1933, the United States hypothecated, gave up all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of all of us. All of us, they gave it up. The 14th Amendment, the U.S. citizen to the Federal Reserve System. We have been and are under occupation. We are a corporation traded on the New York Stock Exchange under national state of emergency, a dictatorship. I think once I understood that, by all of the documents and patents that are delivering nothing but lethal consequences to all of us, when I found the patents on how they use the blue lasers to initiate the fires, many of which we've witnessed here in Northern California, many of which we have witnessed in other fires, including Lahaina, and of course the most recent Los Angeles County fires, and how those blue lasers have patents that show that the blue lasers reflect off of blue and white roofs and buildings. And since we also talked about and showed all of you photographs of Gavin Newsom's house with a new, with a blue roof that he moved into just months before the fires, and his neighbor's home that is a white roof, for those of you that have not seen these photographs, if you go to an interview I did with Steve Bannon on Israeli News Live, you can see my presentation and the photographs. Go to stopthecrime.net on all videos. We talked about how the wind is created and the patent that shows that with bursts of energy in conjunction with the use of cell phone towers. I've learned some time back from Alana Freeland that every 300 miles, the wind turbines are in conjunction with creating weather events. I didn't know that. Alana is a good friend and a prolific writer, and she has certainly released a new book that I would highly recommend you all consider getting, Alana Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, and it's called Geoengineered and Transhumanism, and how the environment has been apothecated by chemicals, electromagnetism, and nanotechnology for synthetic biology. They own it all. Why do you think they can change your DNA? Why do you think they can force you for medical requirements that will kill you and harm and injure? Because it is a massive depopulation, and we know that. I have done many movies over the years. I did one called Water Wars, USA Inc., Stealing Water for Profit and Power, and Creating Water Markets. I found documents out of Israel and out of the United Kingdom on how they were going to set upon the United States and put in agencies to take over our water supply and create the illusion that water is a finite resource and we're running out. So many of you that might be listening near the Great Lakes or you're by a river, they are going to minimize your access to water because they're telling us all that it is a shared resource that we're running out. And once they get the smart meters, which we're now in a global grid system tied to wireless metering, they will have you confined within reduced water access, and you will no longer be able to water your small farm animals or grow fruits and vegetables, along with the heavy dusting of poisons that is certainly toxifying all of our plant material. I've also talked for years about the report from Iron Mountain, and I did a program yesterday on Pastor Butch's show, which was April the 14th. I mentioned this. I'm going to mention it again. It's extremely important to understand what we were told back in the early 60s when the report from Iron Mountain came out. We were told on page 5 that they would organize and create oppression of minority groups. Well, we can check that off. They've attempted that. They've created class warfare. A reestablishment of slavery. We are being genocided under technologies that are going to enslave us within the ability to ever escape through AI. We know this. Deliberate intensification of air and water pollution as part of a program leading to peace. To peace. The long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed annually in overt warfare is high on the group's list of priorities for government action. Now, remember, we're in a de facto government system. The swamp is the swamp, and it is devouring us all. It's not just only in Washington, D.C. It exists within the leadership of all of your cities, your towns, your counties, your states. Now, do all of these representatives realize what they're doing? Likely not. But many do. Many, many do. and they talk about many aspects of what we're seeing now, and this is why I'm bringing this back to discuss, because they talk about how the agencies will not be accountable, and they will have sufficient funds to implement all of the responsibilities and decisions at his own discretion. Now, are we seeing non-liability on all of the agencies? Yes, we are. Are we seeing black monies? Are we seeing fraudulent money building out these high-rise cities through all our cities right now, 3- and 5-story buildings? Where do you think that money is coming from? Where do you think it's coming from? They talk about the highly publicized Delphi technique. We've talked about this for years. They said in the report from Iron Mountain it was a new system, especially suitable for institutional analysis, was developed during the course of the study in order to hypothecate, take away measurable peace gains. A manual of this system is being prepared and will be submitted for general distribution among appropriate agencies. So a Delphi technique was submitted, and it has been put forth in all of our meetings throughout all of our cities. It's important to understand why your cities tell you you are allowed to have public comment, but then they will arrest you if you go a few words beyond your slated allowed time. Now, I want to tell you that I pulled these documents out of the town where I live. You could do the same thing. And I will go over some of that in a moment. But I also want to remind all of you that Colonel Prouty did some videos. I don't know if they're still up, but it's called The Origins of Oil. Understand, petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs. We have been built upon lies, upon lies, upon lies. And now they're converting what is a renewable resource. Russia knows it's a renewable resource. Saudi Arabia knows that petroleum is a renewable resource. But the United States and other leading nations are being congealed into a mind control understanding that we're running out. Because oil comes, they tell us, from dead dinosaurs. If you can find the information from Colonel Prouty, please do. The Origins of Oil. He sat in on many top secret meetings, and he heard all of the methods in which the oil was converted. We also, over the years, talked about how the chemical trails or the contrails and the exotic weapons, and how the NASA documents revealed that climate change caused by covert weather weapons. And we've discussed the little-known NASA documents and what they revealed, and the mission of military and federal agencies to modify the climate. We were told in the introduction that the Earth's weather has a profound influence on agriculture, forestry, water resources, industry, commerce, transportation, construction, field operations, commercial fishing, and many other human activities. Adverse effects of weather on man's activities and the Earth's resources are extremely costly, amounting to billions of dollars per year, sometimes causing irreparable damage, as when human lives are lost, and in severe storms. They have created all the storms. Remember, I was talking yesterday on the program about what we learned in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document that was the very first chapter in William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. Rothschild, back in the late 1800s, realized if he could control all energy, that's directed energy weapons now, but controlling all energy, he could enslave the world. And you can watch the attacks of the controlled, directed energy weather weapons happening worldwide, the floods, the landslides, the pulsating with beamed weapons on dams to take the dams out and cause mass flooding events. We saw that in Libya months back, and more. Every day we're seeing that these weapons are being used more frequently, and yet still people are not aware. We have to become aware so that we can all protect ourselves as best possible. So I'm going to talk about some of the ways in which we see the beginning of a weapon attack as far as fires go. Because I'm here in Northern California, and we have witnessed so many fires. We have gone out and done criminal fire crime scene investigations. We have seen what smart meters do with the very small lithium-ion batteries. And they can be pulsed by your utilities. All the utilities are run by Rothschild LLC and Company. And years back, we were able, with a group that I was in, to get the opt-out of the deployment of the electric smart meters in California. Now, I don't know if you have gotten opt-outs where you are, but I would strongly urge that you contact your utility company, and if you have a smart meter, and ask them to take it off and put on an analog meter. And to this discussion, I want to add this, because I have been talking for many years about the pulsed frequencies and the continuous damage that that does to all infrastructure. And years ago, there was a Canadian scientist that spoke about this. And as a builder, a third-generation builder, my husband and I understood what you're going to hear me say now, because this is important to understand what the frequencies, all wireless frequencies in your cities, and that has increased from your cell phones to the cell towers, from 5G to the water meters now, the wireless water meters that are being deployed, and the gas meters deployed. And, of course, we have many other airborne deployed weapons and satellites and more. But here's what we were told, and this is back in 2014 when I received this information out of Canada. And, again, effects on structures. Frequencies are also damaging buildings. Smart meters put out 100 millihertz. This can cause structures to be weakened. It causes buildings to compromise building codes. It's like the building is in a constant molecular earthquake. It causes the structure in the fire separations to flip directions 1.8 million times per second. This is fatiguing the buildings, microwaving inner building materials, and it's taking down bridges. We're seeing the bridges coming down. That is because they also do create earthquakes themselves, but they all of it is energy. All energy is controlled. Remember that. And smart meters cause molecular earthquakes in buildings. And highlights, you can't cause molecular earthquakes in buildings. It says that at 1.8 billion times a second, you'll take the legs out from under the building. This is Bennett. Curtis Bennett told us all of this, and we measured all of this. And they said this also goes along with bridges, as I was saying. Bridges are falling. And that's not only because of the continuous pulsed microwave energy from all of the devices that many people are now using that are causing structural failure. But now we add the microwaves and the heat that all metal objects are now heating and causing wood attachments to burn. We have seen that in the fires. In fact, again, if you go to my Steve Bannoun interview on StopTheCrime.net, you will see pictures of a steel cable going through some, I would say probably 8-inch by 8-inch waist high wooden post, and it's and the cable is so hot it's causing the post to burn. This is now what we're seeing. They're telling us that we're running out. They're telling us we are running out of oh gosh, I'm hoping that I'm not getting a call from the board op because something might be wrong with my transmission. I'm concerned about that. I don't know, but I'm going to continue on. Oh goodness, I'm having difficulty, great difficulty with connectivity. So I'm a little distracted right now because I'm not sure that any of you can hear me, but I am just going to continue. I'm just going to continue. So, thank you so much for letting me know that. So I want to tell you what I pulled up in my city, and this was a number of years ago. And I looked at why is your city incorporated, because I wanted to find out what that meant. I didn't know at the time. But the Dun & Bradstreet Corporation, headquartered in Short Hills, New Jersey, USA, is a provider of credit information on businesses and corporations, and also often referred to as D&B, Dun & Bradstreet. The company is best known as DUNS, Data Universal Numbering System. So what I did was I typed in a search for my town. You can do the same thing. And I found that my town is listed as a corporation. I went further into the public input policies behind the corporation of my town. And this was dated January 6th of 1987. And this is why you are not able to have any impact on policies that have already been determined. And I have been watching frustrated parents. I have been watching people that have had vaccinations that have been injured and damaged. I have seen all of this as you have, and they're shut down. We are in a de facto corporation. And here's what it said in that council policy. Public input at city council meetings. And this is one of the things that I will read you. It is the general policy of the city council to allow. We're coming on to a break. I'm going to finish this. You all need to know how we have been taken, deceived, and enslaved further towards a transhumanism agenda. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying.
I'm going to pick up now with the public input policies that your cities have signed on to as part of the de facto corporate system that all our cities are in. So I was telling you about what I found in my city paperwork under public input policy. And again, this was dated January the 6th of 1987. And it talked about the public input at the city council meetings. These exist in all of your cities, too. It says it is the general policy of the city council to allow public to speak on each item listed on the city council agenda as each agenda item is called. They go on to say, where there are numerous speakers on a particular agenda item, the mayor may limit the amount of time for each speaker. And speakers are requested to speak to the subject of the agenda item only. They go on to tell us that the council will not debate or respond to any of our questions regarding of a particular item on the agenda. They will not. And they tell us how we must address them, and we must terminate our question at the end of the allowed comment period. So I want to remind all of you, we have to stop calling these bodies and agencies our government. They are not. They are only posing as a legitimate government. They do not serve us. That by now must be blatantly obvious. But they are actually private corporations listed on Dun and Bradstreet by their all caps corporate names. We owe them no loyalty, and it is our duty to discuss this. They are profiting from harming us all. I am not advocating that you take this information and try to educate those that are sitting in office. Many people don't know. what has happened. They don't know that they're contributing to genocide, but many of them certainly have signed on to your sustainable development plans or your climate action plans. And you'll see their names at the beginning of the plans, because I researched the climate action plans for years. And Rosa Corey, who wrote the book Behind a Green Mask, was a very good friend of ours. She lived nearby, and we would meet up with Rosa often. And I, too, took on the climate action plan discussion and found who the lead consultants were and how the IRS and the Department of Defense and the Federal Reserve were all behind capturing us in an illusion behind the climate action plans. I've discussed that for years and years. I could go on disclosing how we are not what we ever thought we were. I think I will go into the water issue now, because we face dire straits with the illusion that our cities, corporations, are now telling us that our groundwater supplies are diminishing. They're telling people out in the rural areas, the country areas, they call them the Wildlands Urban Interface. This is all part of the Wildlands Project that I've talked about for years, funded by Ted Turner and many other organizations, to literally force us out of the country areas into and within massive transportation zones and within city growth boundaries. You're watching all this being built now, likely, as I said earlier, with fraudulent money, money laundering, and more, all through the country and worldwide. We were seeing these structures being built when we traveled abroad as well. So we will be being forced, those of us that managed to survive, into some of these cities that are being erected where we will not survive. These are slaughter cities. They will have everything electronic, and our bodies do not survive. You heard me talk about the effects on structures from the smart meters alone. Now, since then, you can look at the increased frequencies literally pounding us all. So I would like to go now over the group that was set up by the international banking team to literally take this country over. And you'll understand as I tell you what some of these groups are, you'll understand why you're seeing what you're seeing. And I would also highly recommend on YouTube, there is a video called The Iron Mountain Report. Now, it is a video that a group put together. It's not necessarily the written report itself. I certainly recommend that you consider getting the original report, the report from Iron Mountain. But certainly you can watch it on video. They don't mince words, and words can no longer be minced. But as I'm hunting for the list of the groups that were set up to take over this country, I'm going to just go over some of the points in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. And I think this is worth being reminded, because this is also what we face. It says that let the populace bludgeon each other to death in war, which will only result in a total destruction of the living earth. Since most of the general public will not exercise restraint, there are only two alternatives to reduce the economic induction of the system. This is controlling all energy. If the people really cared about their fellow man, they would control their appetites, greed, and they would also not have to operate, they wouldn't operate on credit or on welfare social systems, which steals from the worker to satisfy the bums. Now, this is verbatim out of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. They say that they will take control of the world by the use of silent weapon systems in a form of a quiet warfare to reduce the economic induction of the world in a safe level, the process of slavery and genocide. They talk about that some of the ways in which they will distract us, they have distracted us. They will disengage our minds, sabotaging our mental capacities and activities, providing low-quality program of public education in mathematics, logic, systems design, and economics, and discouraging technical creativity. Now, I want to add this. You may be noticing many school consolidations and closures now, because in one of the documents that I've covered for years, all brick-and-mortar buildings will no longer be used for educational purposes. And so it's easy to start pulling all that system apart. So why? Because people don't do well in isolation. And more of what the children are taught will be absolutely controlled. There won't be the opportunity for creativity, as many of the sports now are being shut down from schools, the home ec. There's, what is all of that? Singing. All of that has been eliminated. We've seen that. But going back to the silent weapons, they say that they will engage our emotions in increasing self-indulgence. And our indulgence in emotions and physical activities, and they will do this by unrelenting emotional confrontations and attacks, mental and emotional rape, by way of constant barrage of sex, violence, and wars in the media, especially TV and the newspapers. Now, I go back to the NASA war document. They told us that CNN would be a psy war application done to all of us, that we would witness on live time people being murdered. We are watching that in prime time now. They go that they will give us what we desire in excess, junk food, for thought, and depriving them of what we really need. They would rewrite history, and they have, and law, and subjugating the public to deviant creation, thus being able to shift our thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. These include interest in discovery and will prevent us from understanding the silent weapons warfare. And they talk about how the media would keep the public attention diverted away from the real social issues, that they would keep the young ignorant of real mathematics and economics and real law and real history. And they would keep the public entertained below a sixth grade level. Below a sixth grade level. And they would keep us busy, 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 busy. So as I think about all these documents that have been discussed for many years, and the fact that we have been told also about the use of energy weapons and weather weapons, my goodness, I remind you, we were told by William S. Cohen, who was the U.S. Defense Secretary, and this was the Department of Defense, a news briefing back in April 28th of 1997, quote, he said, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. This is real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Well, the efforts have been intensified. We are being slaughtered, and we talk about how you can notice if we're being set up for an attack, and I do mean by fire. And here are some of the things that we have seen in advance of being hit by directed energy weapons here in Northern California. We notice heavy, heavy chemtrailing at least 3 to 5 days ahead of an attack. We notice that the barometer is lowered 50% or less. Now, the LA fires, the humidity was lowered at least to 50% or less, and we tracked the humidity in the LA fires, and that was down to an average of around 11%. And we also see that we're really dried out. It's become very hot, and they certainly create the beginnings of the winds. Now, again, I lived in Santa Monica. I grew up through the Pacific Palisades, and I lived in Malibu. Everywhere where I formerly lived now, Malibu and the Palisades is gone. It's gone. We have been talking about directed energy weapons since 2017 here in Northern California. Why aren't people listening? Why not? We have done criminal crime scene investigations. We have seen the smart meters blown up and literally dripping down the walls as parts of schools in Paradise were burned down. The meters, the lithium-ion batteries, the elimination of petroleum with the belief that it all comes from fossils, dead dinosaurs, converting us into bombs on wheels. That is what we are being prodded into, and people are believing that they're helping the environment. Recently went to a fire meeting here where they're consolidating fire departments now. And there will be many, many more fires fought by chemical spraying overhead. The retardants, another poison on top of hitting us with a directed energy weapon and causing the winds. Now they're putting fires out with fire retardant. And I don't know if any of you have been following the deadly aspects of the poisoning of the Santa Monica Bay in the Venice Bay area in the Malibu beaches. Absolutely poisoned. The seagulls and the seals, many are washing up on the beach. They have toxic algae growing. They are poisoning it all. Where and how are they poisoning where you live? This is not just a California attack. Not just. And I just want to say, I'm going to go into water quickly because I can see I'm running out of time. And I have to dedicate an entire show on water, but I want to all let you know. It is imperative that you understand where your springs are located near where you live. The water will be shut down if you already have a wireless smart water meter monitoring your usage, because everything will be absolutely allocated based on your social credit score, which is just around the corner, or the illusion that it's a very hot, dry period of time and they need water to go to other resources. Water is going now to the massive data centers that are being built all over this country. And there is an executive order, both by DUMF, which is Trump's real name, D-U-M-P-F. You can read more about that as you choose. Sadly, many are congealed into believing that this is a new golden age. Certainly, we could all wish that it were, but it is not. It is sadly not. But nonetheless, executive orders hastily rolling out AI in the United States, which is another reason, apparently, that they want to take Greenland for massive data and AI processing. So the water, they're going to eliminate your access and use to water. That's why it's important to understand and know where your springs are, drive out, have some fun exploring and finding out where they are, see how those springs work so you can gather up water if you need to. Also understand that they are now taking down dams and reservoirs. Dams and reservoirs are the only method, by and large, that allows water for cities to be. what we found out in the FEMA documents, by the way, FEMA is now being consolidated by, it seems, they're being consolidated by the Department of Homeland Security. But having said that, we found documents where cities will be abandoned because the infrastructure is being taken down. Certainly, we're being told that many of the dams are no longer earthquake resilient and that they must be taken down. That will reduce the water supply because all cities, by and large, are served up water through the reservoir and dam system. That's how water is moved around. Rather than moving water around, like Muammar Gaddafi did in northern Libya, with a labyrinth of plumbing under the desert and gifting free, unadulterated water to millions of Libyan people before the United States blew it up in 2011. You can find out more about that on primarywater.org. But our food supply is being cut dramatically because of the water. I also want to tell you, right after the fires here in 2017, our city hired Ernst & Young, an accounting firm that is a Rothschild-run accounting firm. They were talking about how the oxygen supply would be reduced. The oxygen supply is being reduced because they are telling us that we must reduce carbon. We need CO2 for life. Plants need CO2 for life. But just as we are being attacked, all of the plants and trees and foliage and crops and our food supplies are being attacked too. And so are your animals. So there are some suggestions. Don't consider vaccinating your pets. And don't put RFID chips in your pets. Those are radio receivers and transponders, just like they're putting these chips in the salmon. We've gone to some fish hatcheries, and we've watched them with a knife score the underneath back by the tail of these little bitty coho salmon. And I asked, well, how are you tracking the salmon? You have to have receivers. They have receivers hidden along rivers, along the Russian River here in Northern California that runs near Bohemian Grove. There are hidden transponders and receivers so they can track the degradation to the salmon population. And sadly, the indigenous Native American Indians believe that the salmon could come back if there were no dams prohibiting their migration. Let me be clear. The world documents tell us that there are dead zones out in the ocean just prior to the salmon being able to swim up the rivers and the creeks that they would spawn. There's no oxygen in these dead zones. So we are being misled. We are being lied to. And what we must now do is form communities within your area where you live, a connectivity of people that perhaps are somewhat like-minded, where you can go and talk about maybe sharing some of the things that you grow. Do not, of course, go over what you have, but certainly talk about how you can share. Develop a communication method, because our ability to communicate, like you're hearing me right now, is massively being disrupted. I am relegated now to just the phone I'm on right now. Our landline has been disrupted, and AT&T is going to pull the landlines. They're working in conjunction with the California Public Utility Commission, and AT&T will override any concerns now that there have been that during massive events and attacks, the landlines have worked. People that are further away and still can pick up and receive information. But the towers are being burned down, blown down, hurricane down. And soon we won't be able to connect with one another. So have some plans in advance. Have what you need packed up. So if you are and when you are hit by some type of energy weapon, and many will be, understand when you need to evacuate. I would not recommend, personally, that you defy directed energy weapons and think you can outmaneuver them. I know many people will stay and fight, because that's just what many people will do. And I have a very important video up on stopthecrime.net. Please find it. It's called How to Make Billions with Forest Fires, Hurricanes, and Wars. And you will watch on this YouTube video how they make money and how they are making money on all of us. And we are slaves. We are in a false system that we were never taught. And so while we hear people discussing the woes of the day, understand we must be as self-reliant as possible. Do not drink atmospheric water. That would be rain and snow melt. It's extremely poisonous. Find where your springs are. Know where they are. Start collecting water. You'll need that most of all in the beginning, as we are further reduced from access of resources that we all need to survive. Most importantly, live in right conduct. Always do the next best right thing every single day. And try to love the ones you love the most even more. And try to have tolerance, because mind control has sadly taken many minds. We no longer have the ability to connect because of remote mind control. We know that energy in our minds can be transferred into vocabulary before we even say a thing. This is what Palantir is about. This is what Peter Thiel is all about in the White House swampland right now. It's called pre-crime, and this is sweeping the nation. Pre-crime and data collection has already been happening since even before Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Many cities now are already capturing people's thoughts remotely. We have a huge surveillance system now being deployed throughout the country. It's called FLOCK, F-L-O-C-K, surveillance. On the equipment that I see being deployed here where we are, it's called SUN, S-U-N, surveillance. Understand the capabilities of this. It is a place where drones can recharge, and they will, and they will be used for control and for certainly snuffing people out that are non-compliant, because we are now going under the United Nations. We've known this for a long time. We've been told this for a long time, the New World Order. So for all of you, this is Deborah Taveras from StopTheCrime.net, PrimaryWater.org, and ToxicSky.org. Please create community. And please always live in right conduct going forward in today's that we cannot possibly imagine. Satan's army roams the land,
seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.